From Nashville, Tennessee, the folk music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Cowboy Copas. I have flown this wide world over, been contented and carefree, and I met you and lost you down in Nashville, Tennessee. Kept my head with all the others, kept my heart all fancy free, then I met you, loved and lost you down in Nashville, Tennessee. Days are long and nights are lonely, since our story had to end. For the one I gave my heart to is a very casual friend. When I hear an old-time love song of the days that used to be, it reminds me of my false love down in Nashville, Tennessee.
Thank you, friends and neighbors, and a great big welcome to our Grand Ole Opry.
And on hand to make sure you have a big time, Rod Brasfield, Minnie Pearl, Moon Mullican, Chester Atkins, and the entire Opry gang.
And I brought along a good friend of yours and mine, a fellow who sang some of the finest songs that you ever did hear, Hank Laughlin. Yes! Just a moment ago, Hank Laughlin and I were standing backstage here at the Ryman Auditorium watching a real star get ready to come out here. No doubt about it, this is the best-dressed man on the Opry. Well, he wears a fine suit, a handsome hat, and the sassiest pair of galluses that you ever seen. Let's all say hello to the Hohenwald hotshot, Rodley Brasfield!
Howdy, Mr. Copas. It's good to see you.
Howdy, Rod. It's good to see you.
Now, by Ned, it is hot tonight.
It is.
But it's warm.
Rod, I hear that you started back to school, son.
Yeah, Cope, I'm started back to school now. I had to quit for a while there on account of pneumonia.
Why, Rod, did you have pneumonia?
No, I just couldn't spell it.
Oh. Well, I tell you, I'm going to see how you're doing in school.
Yeah.
Now, first, we'll take your arithmetic.
Yeah, I wished you would. I never did like that, son.
Now, if you had two green apples and I gave you two more green apples, what would you have?
Stomach ache.
Oh!
I'm buying it.
Look, Rod, look. If your mother had $2 and your daddy gave her two more dollars, what would she have?
A spasm.
Well, I can see right now that you don't know your arithmetic.
Yeah, and I can see right now you don't know my pa, neither. Well, if he had $2, he'd check up and see whose britches he's wearing.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take up your English.
Yeah, I like that English business, though.
All right. How's your grammar?
She's dead. She died last fall.
Oh, no. Not your grandma. Your grammar. Your English.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I got one.
Okay. Now, look, make me a sentence using the word fascinate.
Fascinate.
That's right, fascinate.
Fascinate.
Yeah.
All right. I got a gal, she's got a dress with 10 hooks on it.
Yeah.
She got so fat, she could only fascinate.
No! No. Look, Rod, you're undoubtedly the stupidest one.
I ain't as stupid as my grandpa was. He was stupid way over like that.
No, you don't understand. You just don't know anything.
Oh.
Now, look, make me a sentence using the word bitter end.
Bitter end?
Bitter end.
Bitter end.
That's right.
Okay. Our old cat.
Yes.
Run under the house.
Yes.
Our old dog.
Yes.
Bitter end.
No!
Hey, My man, I like to go to school to you, boy.
You do?
Yeah, you're better than that old booger of a teacher we got down after school, Al.
Is that right?
Hey, you know what happened yesterday?
No, what?
I had me one of these little rubber bands, and I shot her right back in the neck with a paper wad.
Is that right?
But she caught me.
She did?
She caught me, and she motioned for me to come up there to her desk.
Yeah.
Well, I knowed what she's going to do because she's done did it before. So I took my history and my arithmetic and my geography.
Yeah.
And I shoved them all down in the seat of my overalls.
Is that right?
I went on up there, and sure enough, she laid me across that and made me bend over at their desk there.
Yeah, what happened?
She then? Got a board there and hit me with that board.
Yeah.
And that board had a nail in it.
Oh, some smart aleck playing
yeah,
a joke on
yeah, had a nail in it, and that nail went into that history and declared war.
Is that right? Woo! What happened then?
Went into that arithmetic and just cut an awful figure.
Is that right?
Went into that geography and went through North America, South America, Panama Canal. And when it hit Hornwall, my hometown, just tore it all to pieces.
You know, the days are getting warmer all the time, Copus, which is all the more reason for filling that old pipe with cool, comfortable Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Grant, you said a pipe full. And you just don't get natural tobacco flavor in other smoking tobaccos like you get in PA.
Yes, sir, nature's own flavor is always best. And it's held and heightened by Prince Albert's exclusive process, perfected over a period of nearly 50 years. You'll notice all the difference in the world when you light up a pipe full of mild, tasty Prince Albert. That fine flavor is there in every pipe full.
Why, even the ladies enjoy the clean, fresh tobacco aroma that curls from a pipe filled with PA.
Yes, Copus, nature, in her own sure way, put the flavor in PA. So remember, fellas, whether you smoke a pipe or roll your own making cigarettes, get yourself some mellow, tasty Prince Albert. It's tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Now, it's my real pleasure to bring out a young fella who really made country music history not too long ago with his great record of Let Me Be the One, one of the biggest hits in our field of music. Now, he's got a bundle of hits up his sleeve, and he's everybody's favorite. Here he is, neighbors. It's Hank Locklin. Yes, sir. Hank, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry, and how's everything down in Texas, buddy?
Just fine, Copus.
That's right. Boy, I hear tell you've got some fine songs out on the RCA Victor label. How's about stepping up here right now and singing one of them for us?
Well, I'd like to do one side of my new release out for all of our friends up here at the Grand Ole Opry and all of our good friends that's listening in on the network out there. Here's one side of it called Your Heart is an Island.
That's a good one.
So cold and so hard, dear. Love cannot. it's yours.
Tommy Jackson fiddled up a storm, and it's square dance time at the Grand Ole Opry. Grab a partner, let's have some fun. Come in here, Dr. Lou.
Hey, everybody, join hands and suck to the left. Take them up down the old red wagon. One wheel broken, the axle dragging. Hey, now you swing more, I swing forward, swing the gal from Arkansas. Let the legs step out again, step in, grab your hole and go again. Hey, now run to the kitchen table and keep back to the sitting swing, the sweet and back to the kitchen table. Four, grab that gal a couple of four. Everybody swing, doze and doze. Now, ladies and gentlemen, go to the center, just get there. Hold you, don't let her in. Everybody swing.
Our sacred song tonight, we'd like to do a spiritual, one that we've had an awfully lot of requests for this past week. We hope you friends will join in. Everybody here in the auditorium, it's a hand patent type spiritual. On the second course, we'd like for you all to join in with us. Ernie Newton over here and Tommy Jackson will tell you when. Everybody pat your hands. Let's have a lot of fun. We hope you enjoy this one that we've selected, The Man Upstairs. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He wants to hear from you. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He's gonna see you through. And if trouble ever troubled you, well, don't you run and hide. And if you ever need a friend, he'll be there by your side. Just turn your eyes to heaven and say a simple prayer. Through the clouds of late, you'll see his face, no matter when or where. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He wants to hear from you. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He's gonna see you through. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He wants to hear from you. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He's gonna see you through. And if trouble ever troubled you, well, don't you run and hide. And if you ever need a friend, he'll be there by your side. Just turn your eyes to heaven and say a simple prayer. Through the clouds of late, you'll see his face, no matter when or where. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He wants to hear from you. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He's gonna see you through. If you talk to that man upstairs. Thanks, folks. Thanks a lot. Well, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind. Say, let me ask you men something. Have you got the makings of a great cigarette? I mean, does it smoke mild and tasty, roll firm and easy? Well, Prince Albert does all those things, Grant.
You bet it does, Copus. PA's fine natural flavor is held and heightened by Prince Albert's own special process. PA smokes real smooth and mild, too.
And as for the easy rolling, man, Prince Albert can't be beat.
Copus means being crimp cut. PA doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. The tobacco stays right where you want it, giving you a smooth, long-burning smoke every making cigarette you light up.
Believe me, fellas, Prince Albert in an OCB paper is sure something to sing about. Nature in her own sure way put the flavor in PA. Try Prince Albert, you'll agree it's tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. Everybody's good buddies at the piano, raring to plunk out a good one. So let's turn things over to the king of the country piano players, Moon Mullican and Cherokee Boogie. Here we go.
Cherokee T, baby, dancing long.
any buggy to anybody's songs. And hey, ho, Lena.
Hey, ho,
Lena. And hey, ho, Lena.
Hey, ho,
Lena. Saying hey, ho, Lena. Ho, ho, no, it's not hey. Well, he danced over here and he danced over there with a small called Standing Bear. Saying hey, ho, Lena.
Hey, ho, Lena.
And hey, ho, Lena.
Hey, ho, Lena.
Saying hey, ho, Lena. Ho, ho, no, it's not hey. In a trot and he dances in a walk and he keeps on checking his old timey hopes. Saying hey, ho, Lena. Saying hey, ho, Lena. Saying hey, ho, Lena. Ho, ho, no, it's not hey. Well, he's a Cherokee chief as you all might know, and he does his boogie. Saying now one, you're saying hey, ho, Lena. Saying hey, ho, Lena. Saying hey, ho, Lena. Ho, ho, no, it's not hey.
Oh, that was fine, Moon. And now, everybody, just stay right where you are, except you fellers. Maybe you'd better get on your running shoes, because here comes the greatest man chaser we know, our gal Saturday, Cousin Minnie Pearl! Arkansas.
Just above Hot Springs.
No.
But she was awful pretty. She was a suicide blonde.
What do you mean a suicide blonde?
Died by her own hand.
Oh.
But she was so cute, and Uncle Nabob was jumping around and cutting the shine, you know. Oh, he
really
was really, around. Yeah. I told him, I said, Uncle Nabob, you better quit all that carrying on. At your age, you know, you're living on borrowed time. Uncle Nabob says, what I care if I'm living on borrowed time for if I've got a pretty girl to keep up the interest. Ain't no flies on Uncle Nabob. Not since we got DDT. Well, so though, my feller and me, we went on home after the July the 4th celebration. And we went on home, and we were sitting on the double settee in the front room. And, oh, it was so romantical. Except for one thing, we got a great big old tall grandfather clock stands about 4 or 5 axe handles tall again the wall, and it ticks slow every time my fella comes over to keep me company. Sound like that old clock saying, take your time, take your time. I had to get running around fast, ticking little clock that goes, get together, get together, get together. Tonight, fellas, if you'll give me a chart, I'm gonna sing How to Catch a Man with the Minnie Pearl Plan. Let her go. Now, when a handsome feller smiles at you, what harm can a little flirting do? And if he steals a kiss, well, don't get sore. Remember, honey, you've got plenty more. Oh, how to catch a man, how to catch a man. Girls are always asking me, how do you catch a man? Catch him while you can with a mini pearl plan. Well, here's a little tip of how to catch a man. Clobber him. Tell him this and keep a straight face, son. Tell him to catch him while you can with a mini pearl plane. Well, here's the little tip on how to catch a man. Get a bear trap.
Well, that was a lot of fun, Minnie Pearl. And for now, let's get back to some real good country music. How'd you folks like to hear another one from our special guest, Hank Locklin? Here he is. Come on out here, Hank. Which one are you going to sing for us this time, Hank?
Cowboy, let's do the other side of my new record. It ain't been out but about a couple of weeks here, and I don't know if they've heard it too much. It's a little thing called You're Out of Step with the Beat of My Heart.
That's a pretty one.
You're out of step with the beat of my heart. Though we're together, we're dancing apart. I see in your eyes, dear, that something is wrong. You're not even listening to our favorite song. I know you are searching for words that will say you never intended to hurt me this way. You'll say you're sorry, but soon we must part. You're out of step with the beat of my heart.
I hear tell there's a new dance going around town, and I also hear Chet Atkins warming up his guitar. He's going to do the song right now. Here is Tennessee Polka.
That was really fine. Well, why don't we just keep things going right along here? Here's a song that's still number one for requests in our mailbox here at the Grand Ole Opry. You folks have asked for it again and again. So for the umpteenth time, Here is an old-timer that goes something like this. We hope you enjoy it. Tommy?
When the warship left Manila, sailing proudly over the sea, all the sailors' hearts were filled with fond regret, looking backward to this island where they'd spent those happy hours, making love to every pretty girl they met. When up stepped a little sailor with his bright eyes all aglow, all aglow, said, "Take a look at my gal's photograph." Then the sailors gathered round him just to look upon her face, smiling face. And he said, "I love my dark-faced Filipino. She's my Filipino, baby. She's a treasure and my pet lovely pet. Her teeth are bright and pretty, and her hair is black as jet. Oh, her lips are sweet as honey, and her heart is pure, I know. Yes, I know." And he said, "I love my dark-faced Filipino." Then one day he whispered, "Darling, I've come back from Caroline, South Carolina. I've come back to claim the only girl I love." And that night there was a wedding while the ship together round all around. And he wed his little Filipino baby. She's my Filipino baby, she's my treasure and my pet loving pet. Her teeth are bright and pretty, and her hair is black as jet. Oh, her lips are sweet as honey, and her heart is pure, I know. Yes, I know, pure as snow. And he said, "I love the dark-faced Filipino."
Thing wrong with these visits with you on the opera is time. We just never have all the time we want. So what do you say we make a date for next Saturday night for a little more picking, singing, dancing, and fun? We'll come calling for you in the old buckboard, and at that time the man in the driver's seat will be Carl Smith, and dragging your feet and kicking up a lot of dust will be Carl's special guests, Lonzo and Oscar. Till then, this is Cowboy Copa saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next week on the Grand Ole Opry.
How can you measure the enjoyment you get from your cigarettes?
By the way the smoke feels and tastes. That's why so many smokers favor king-size Cavaliers. When you smoke a Cavalier, you can feel and taste the smoking enjoyment. Feel the smooth, light, easygoing quality of the smoke. Taste the rich, welcome flavor.
Yes, that's the two-way smoking pleasure you get with every puff of a king-size Cavalier. Today's the day to discover the fresh, new feeling of smoking wonderful Cavaliers. Today's the day to catch up with the thousands of smokers who have found that Cavalier is the cigarette that gives you the extras at no extra cost.
Yes, you get all the extras when you smoke king-size Cavaliers. Extra length, extra flavor, and extra value. Yet remember, there has been no increase in the price of Cavaliers. Get your carton of king-size Cavaliers today.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service. WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.